become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Us liberty weeps.
Easy for me to say, huh? The National Intelligence Report here on the 27th day of October in the year of 2023. And I guess it's time that I issue a warning here. No, I'm not going to issue any warnings. I already told people I'm probably going to make people angry, and I'm pretty good at that. And sometimes I toss and turn for 15 or 20 seconds at nighttime worried about who I've made angry that day, especially if it has to do with the truth. And folks, you know, I'm sorry, this one just keeps eating on me, and I'm going to say it again. Stop and think about how dumb and gullible Americans have to be that they would give credit to a man who wasn't there and who at the time, under his own admission, was a teenager when the USS Liberty was fired upon by Israel. He wasn't even a grown person. And yet today, he tells those men, those brave survivors of that incident, that they're wrong. That everything they saw was not what they saw. And you know, it doesn't bother me that some idiot SOB would say something like that. But you know what does bother me? Is the fact that people still give the man credit. Still give him a platform to where he can blather on about his ridiculous crap. That, to me, I don't see how you get by that. I wish that someone could tell me how you rationalize that in your mind. How do we let a government that leaves thousands of their military personnel in the hands of their enemies and lies about it and covers it up? 1980, Ronald Reagan, Red Ronnie from California. That was his nickname there, folks. He once tried to join the Communist Party. That's probably why the Republicans love him so well, because their party was created by the Communist Party. So maybe that's why, yeah, that could be it. Could be why they loved Ronnie so well. But anyway, he campaigned in 1980, I remember very distinctly. This POW issue will be the highest national priority. And then I know from official documents, from the Library of Congress, from the National Archives, I know that he turned the whole thing in his first briefing as president, turned the whole thing over to George H.W. Bush, his vice president, and to the director of the CIA, both of whom quickly covered up the whole mess. And yet, today in today's world, it's the Republican Party. They said they were the party of Lincoln for years, and they had Lincoln Day dinners. And now they have Lincoln, they have Lincoln dinners. They have Lincoln-Reagan dinners. Imagine that. The communists have the Lincoln-Reagan dinners. Imagine that. And people just think they are just super duper. People, you can't make this up. And you also can't make up the fact that a man says that he wants to see the entire white race genocided. And then comes out with a book that says he hates the Jews and everybody thinks he's the second coming. But he also embraces Abraham Lincoln. He also embraces Reconstruction, all of which were Jew-dominated. And see, this is one of the things I have told people so many times when we talk about these things, and they go, why are you so interested in this history? And I said, because if you don't know it, you don't know when you're making a huge mistake. You don't know when you're making a fatal mistake that someone before you made because they believed something that wasn't true. Now, the good old Marcus Tullius Cicero, in one of his quotes, said that a people who are not well-versed in their own history will be forever children. Well, people, look around you. Have you seen any adults lately, in or out of public office? Have you seen anyone who acts like an adult? No, everybody wants to play like a child. If they can't play, they want to watch somebody else play. I've asked this question many times. America's doomed, people. I mean, you might as well get used to it. That great experiment in liberty, as it was once called, is done. The only hope we have is divine intervention. I mean, there's no way you're going to get enough Americans off of their skinny butts or fat butts to go out and do anything that requires effort and courage. Okay, you know, there used to be this adage in the military. The easy way is always mind. If you take the easy path, that's where they put the mines. And America has walked on that minefield until we have destroyed almost everything good about this country. And, you know, whether we want to believe it or not, you can talk about it all you want to. The churches are just as much a part of this as are anyone else. You know, how do you live in a country that has 400,000 churches and a government that is probably the most corrupt entity that ever set foot on a planet anywhere? I challenge anyone to tell me and prove to me that this government's not corrupt. The other thing that troubles me about so many people, and I, you know, I'm trying to get all this off my chest today, folks, and thank you for putting up with me. But I look at the number of people who have written a lot of articles talking about, oh, the mainstream media can't be trusted. The mainstream media cannot be trusted. You just absolutely, they do not tell you the truth, blah, 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 until that mainstream media says something they want to believe. And then they're all over it. How many folks in America actually know that Hamas actually invaded Israel? How many of you were actually there, saw it with your own eyes? Well, we do know, for one thing, we do know that there'll be people coming along later, even if you did see it with your own eyes, and tell you you're wrong. Yeah, an angry old man. That's what I am. And let me tell you something, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Because I look back at the things I have learned, and I look back at the people who just, you know, I think it was Jefferson. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think, wasn't it Jefferson who said that the people get the government they deserve? Well, folks. You got it. It's the one you deserve. Because, you know, it's so amazing to me is that the people who will just continue to put up with this, and again, not to be redundant, but I could say this until my entire program is over. Look at what you're leaving to your children and grandchildren. Look at what you're leaving to them to deal with because you didn't have the guts to do it yourself. You didn't have the guts. You thought, oh, I can fix this. I'll run down to the polls. Just wait till the next election. Oh, that election was crooked. I can hardly wait till the next one. Really? And no one asked why 11 consecutive presidents had the same advisor? Now, they had multiple advisors. I'm not going to say that they all had just one. But 11 consecutive presidents had Henry Kissinger as an advisor. And I remember church back in the late 60s. And I remember going to church, and we were kind of in a meeting, and I remember someone asking, folks, is Henry Kissinger the Antichrist? Well, I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, a lot of presidents sure liked him. Why? Why would anyone want to listen to a man who said that military men are just poor, dumb animals fit only for foreign policy? But yet, you don't care if a president comes in, you know, as long as he supports, as long as he's got that right letter after his name, it's okay. America, you've been destroyed. I mean, is there a way out? Oh, yeah, there's a way out. You're not going to take it because it would require a commitment. And the only commitment you have is the commitment to television and politics and psyops. We've been telling people for years, their kids, the education level in America, we spend way more money than any other country on this planet on education. And yet, since the 1950s, our children have gone from number one in education to the mid-20s, depending on which source you look at. Oregon. What did Oregon just say? Oh, well, all right. Well, we don't want our children to have to pass any test to prove that they have the knowledge to get out of high school. So we're just going to do away with any test or any scoring. And then the brilliant bitch, I think she's a bitch, hard to tell these days, but the governor says, well, at least by 2015, nobody will be flunking out of high school. Say what? You can let them do, they don't have to learn anything. They don't have to be able to read, write, do math. They don't have to do any of that. Oh, yeah, well, that's a wonderful America, isn't it? Well, we're not going to have to worry about those people getting off their butt and fighting back against a corrupt government, are we? That's not going to be a problem. Well, that'll be just great. And then we've got the wonderful state of Arkansas. Now, I've talked to a lot of people, and here's the thing that I really find interesting about this is the people, and I understand what they're saying. I had a really good discussion yesterday with an educator that lives across the street from me, to where I ran this by him, and I asked him, okay, well, what do you think about, and he's got four children, And I said, what do you think about the state of Arkansas stating that to graduate from high school, every student must have 75 hours of public service? And, of course, we ended up with a nice conversation. And he said, well, I don't have any problem with children going out and doing community service. I have no problem with that. And so, you know, pardon my phone, folks. I thought I had that thing turned off. Now I do. But he said, I have no problem with them doing community service. I think it's okay. I don't see a problem with that. I said, it's compulsory. Oh, okay. I see where you're coming from. So if you had a person with an IQ of 160, you know, hypothetically 120 to 160, just a brilliant person who happened to be an individualist and said, to hell with you. I'm not doing mandated community service. You are stealing my time and my production. I'm not going to do it. Well, he couldn't graduate high school. Folks, are you seeing the bottom line here? When it comes to the American education system, it doesn't make a difference what you know and don't know. Not one little bit. It's, are you sufficiently trained to be a little government robot? That's all they care about. Can you be a little government robot? And that takes us all the way back to the founding era. One Benjamin Rush, the father of American psychology, who said that the excess passion for liberty was a mental disorder. And he also said that we must teach our children that they don't belong to themselves, that they might be taught to love their family, but they're also taught that they must leave their family to support the government. Yeah, this guy said that way back in, let me see, when was that, 1780-something? Yeah, he said that. You know, that your children don't really belong to you. They belong to the government. Well, didn't Hillary say the same thing with it takes a village? Just thinking along these lines. In America, people... You know, I think so many times, and people today, and I think this is a false crutch. Americans today, many of them, and they are heavily involved in all these Second Amendment movements. Second Amendment movement here, Second Amendment movement there, the no rights anymore. Oh, that's the NRA, I'm sorry. All of these other organizations that are out there just raking in money, making themselves quite wealthy off of the little codependent idiots out there who think that if they contribute money to something like the NRA, their rights will be protected, when the NRA has sold out over and over and over again. The NRA supported Mitt Romney for president. The only governor in American history to sign an assault weapons ban into law. He's the guy who came up with the original idea for Obamacare. And yet people can't catch on to the logical part of this. It's all emotional.
Well, Mitt Romney has to be okay because he's a Republican, right? And we sure wouldn't want to vote for Obama again.
What difference did it make? Judge Andrew Napolitano and his Fox program called Freedom Watch lost that program in 2012 when he said the only difference between Mitt Romney and Obama is skin pigmentation. And he's exactly right. But it shows you so many of the examples I've given. The USS Liberty, they're all liars. You know, every one of them saw, no, it didn't make any difference what all of those men saw. It's all a lie. So let's make sure that we get that guy who is a professional liar on as many of our programs as we can, people. Let's make sure he's out there. Give him a position. Give him a place where he can tell people over and over and over and appear to try to be the good guy. People, I I'm exasperated with it. I don't know how you think that you are ever going to be free. You're not free now. If you think you're free, that's an illusion. Because there's certain things that you think, you know, that wonderful thing, you think you own your property, which you don't. You lease it from the government. Just don't make a lease payment called property tax and see what happens. You think you own your automobile, but did you have to pay a big deal on sales tax to get a tag? Do you rush down to make sure they get their money every month so that they can dominate you? I'll never forget one of the things that, you know, back when I was in Arkansas back then and I was traveling the state speaking out against a piece of legislation which I had been hired to do, because that legislation was completely and totally unconstitutional. And so I had been asked to speak out against it, which I did. And I was just really amazed at the people. There are spatterings of people throughout every state who truly believe in rightful liberty and freedom. But man, they are in a very small minority. And of those who truly believe in it, again, my point is this, and that is that freedom's not free. It costs something, and no revolution has ever been propagated among the majority of a country. The masses of this country are stupider than a rock. And it's getting worse. I mean, when you've got kids who've graduated high school who can't make change at McDonald's, what does that tell you? When you've got kids all over this country who can no longer write in cursive, what does that tell you? That kind of background is what creates the kind of people who will honor a man who wasn't there calling all of those veterans liars. So if you're going to run out there and run these people up the flagpole, if you're going to run up the flagpole, the guy who says, oh, well, you know, I hate Jews, but I want the white race, you know, genocided. And Abraham Lincoln's my hero. And Reconstruction was one of the greatest things that ever happened to America, even though it probably killed somewhere in the neighborhood of 250,000 black people. But he don't know that. Why doesn't he know that? Well, history's not important, people. Haven't you heard all these people out there? Why do you care about this old stuff? You don't know anything. And then just to jump back for just a second before we hit this break at the bottom of the hour. And that deal in Arkansas, and of course, you know, me and some people look at things in a different manner. But what I did was I thought, well, okay, these places for public service for all of these high school students to graduate, they're going to have to be government approved. So what's the chances of someone coming into the government and saying, look, how about sending me over a bunch of employees and call it public service that I can use? So if you look at the number of people who are in high school in Arkansas, and then you look at the minimum wage, and you multiply those two, you come up with something like $39 million. Now, did Miss Sarah Huckabee, whatever her last name is, I could give a damn less, but the new governor, did she come up with this law to help those who financed her campaign get free labor from high school students in the state of Arkansas? Sure would be nice to see the list of approved people where you could do your public service, isn't it? And I'll promise you somewhere, people, there's a list. These things don't come out of the sky. These things are pre-planned far in advance. And unfortunately, we live in right in the middle of it. The cowardly Americans. And then, you know, folks, what can we say? Look at our military. Look at our military today. I've got a high-ranking Air Force officer who lives not too far from me, and we've talked about this on multiple occasions. And he says recruiting is a disaster. They can't get people into the military. People, do you think that's an accident? Do you think the mandatory vaccine that the military was supposed to take in 2020, 2021, do you think that was there to actually protect anyone from COVID, or was it there to get those with courage out of the military? Because it was going to take courage for someone to say, no, I'm not taking that damn thing. I'm not going to take it now. I'm not going to take it anytime. Well, folks, I just wanted to let you know that next week we will have a former member of the United States military that took the shot that will be a guest on my program. And she's going to talk about the utter devastation that was all of the health issues. And she has numbers of the other members of the military who took that shot because they were told it's your lawful duty to take this shot. It's mandatory. And so they did. But do you think the people with courage, you know, I look back on it and I look back at the churches in this country that shut down. Here's some good music coming up in the background, folks. We'll be back with you on the other side for the last 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in to RBN and support RBN. See you on the other side. Thank you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Welcome back, folks, to the National Intelligence Report. And thank you, Jimmy Dean. May you rest in peace for Big John. Some great music, I love it. And we're back here, you know, it's just me today, and because I wanted to approach this subject on my own, because I don't want anyone else to be associated with my ideas if they don't fully and totally believe them. And I believe there's quite a few people out there, especially some of my co-hosts at RBN, who agree with me totally. But I didn't want to place them in that position, so I didn't. This is about me. This is about what I believe. And this is the things I can't understand. I can't understand for the life of me why we continue to allow these things to happen. You know, why do people who call American veterans who face death in horrific circumstances, why do we allow people who call them liars to have a platform from whence to speak? Why? What's the difference in those people and the ones that our wonderful government left in the hands of their enemy? I had the good fortune of knowing when I was vice president of the American Foundation for the Accountability of Prisoners of War and Missing in Action. I saw so many things that this government did that was just absolutely sickening and should be sickening to any American. But one of the things I remember was a big POW get-together that we had in Washington, D.C. And I remember a gentleman standing up and asking a question. And that question has always stuck in my mind. And that question was, folks, knowing what you know, knowing what this government has done over and over and over again with their POWs, with their missing in action, from World War I forward, knowing everything that you know, would you allow your children to go into the military? Now, this question was asked back in the early 80s. Well, Americans have answered that question over and over, haven't they? Pardon me. Folks, I see all of this, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Is it because I'm old? Or is it because I have the experience that I can see through these things? Why do we continue to go to war after war after war when it's been proved over and over and over again they're based on lies? One lie after another. World War I, a lie. World War II, a lie. Spanish-American War, a lie. Korea, a lie. Vietnam, a lie. Iraq, two lies. One lie after another. All you would have to do is to look at Operation Northwoods, people. Look at it, and that will tell you exactly what this government is willing to do to get their wars. They don't care about you. They could give a damn less whether you live or die. It doesn't make a difference to them, and they proved it. They've been proving it for 100 years. They don't care what happens to you. Because you aren't part of their plan. It's just like today. Americans today are not part of the plan for this despotic leadership of this country. And you know, I look at it over and over and over again. I look at it. And then, you know, and I did a deep dive. And that's why I was hoping with my old buddy Stephen Douglas Whitener and I was hoping to get a couple of the survivors on, and as a matter of fact, I was working on that back at the anniversary in June, and unfortunately, shortly after the anniversary, I was hoping to have some of them on, and again, unfortunately, a couple of them passed away in the same week, and so that was kind of put on the back burner, and hopefully someday we'll be able to get those people back on there. They deserve a platform. They deserve a platform to tell the people what they saw. They earned it, damn it. But not some crazy, addled son of a bitch that would say they're liars. He doesn't deserve a platform. He doesn't deserve a platform. The only platform he deserves, a platform in hell. But he manages to buy himself one from time to time somehow. And people still listen to him. Oh, yes, and he's very much affiliated with that guy who wants the white race genocided. And the guy who loves Lincoln. And the guy who loves Reconstruction. And again, it's okay if they do that. I mean, they're going to do that. You're always going to have people that do that. What bother me are the thousands or hundreds of what and or millions of people who fall right into line and believe them no matter how many lies they tell. This is one of the things I was talking with one of my friends in Northwest Arkansas this morning. And I said, isn't it amazing that Americans will tolerate from their government what they would never put up with a husband or a wife, with a doctor, with a lawyer, with a preacher, even with their own children? There's no way in the world they would put up with those people doing to them the same thing that the government's doing. Lie after lie after lie after lie, taking their money at will for whatever purpose they want and giving it to whoever the hell they damn well please. But let's run down and vote. Let's give them more authority. Because people, when you cast that vote, what you say when you cast the vote is, I believe that there are people in this country who need to be ruled by other people if I don't agree with them. That, stop and think about that. That just absolutely amazes me, is that people are still okay with that kind of mendacity, with that kind of corruption. Oh, yeah, you know, I think it's true now. If you go on any social media, you're going to see a whole bunch of people that are just itching for the United States to go to war in the Middle East again. Well, we may have to go to war against China. We may have to go to war against Russia, but we'll do whatever we need to do. Send troops. Let's get troops over there. We got to support Israel. When has Israel ever supported the U.S.? Well, gosh, guys, I saw a couple of quotes today I kind of want to throw out there if I could. And let's look at these. These actually came from the Talmud. And these are the people who control our country. These are the people who control our military. They've controlled the CIA since its beginning. They went through Mr. Dulles, Alan Dulles, to get control of that. He's been under their wing for many a year. And what is it the Jews call us? Goyim. Goyim. Well, let me read you a couple of things from the Talmud here. See how you like those. Number one, to communicate anything to a goy about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews. For if the goyim knew what we teach about them, they would kill us openly. Unquote. That comes from Libre David 37, if you need the documentation. Also, here's another one for you. A Jew should and must make a false oath when the goyim ask if our books contain anything against them. And that comes from Salath Utzabat, the book of Joradiah 17. These are the people who are controlling your country, people. And they've turned the American society, 330 million people, into a quivering mass of cowardice. And again, bottom line, I don't give a damn what you say about this, that, or the other. But if you don't care enough about this country to make some changes to protect your children and your grandchildren, you aren't even fit to be breathing up good air. If you don't care. I've asked this question many times. I wonder how many people tomorrow will show up for college football games in America. How many people you think will show up? How many million will actually show up at many of these stadiums holding over 100,000 each? How many people do you think will actually show up for college football tomorrow? How many people do you think you could get to show up if you wanted to teach the truth about American history. Now, you wouldn't even get a bench full. That is why America is gone. Can only be recovered through divine intervention, I believe, because I don't believe there's ever going to be. We don't have enough time left. We don't have enough time left to convert people. We can try. We can put out all the truth we can. I think that is our duty. I think that is our obligation. I think we have to do that. I think we have to keep trying. I'm never going to quit. But I also know I'm not going to have a lot of a lot of help out here doing this either. But folks, yeah, kind of hoping that you'll be able to join me next week on November the 4th when I, on my Rebel Madman program, when I have this lady on who was a naval intelligence officer who took the jab. I think that's going to be interesting. We're going to take a good look at that. And I can tell you one thing, after talking with this lady, she's no coward. She stood up. She knows the corruption. She knows the truth. We had a really good discussion a couple of weeks ago in person, talking about how this country doesn't belong to Americans. It belongs to Israel, and how it has for years, and how that wonderful indoctrination, how that wonderful control, mind games that they have run through all of the government intelligence agencies and every place else, PSYOP after PSYOP after PSYOP, have turned this nation into a quivering mass of cowardice. Yeah, somebody has to tell you the truth, and I don't mind doing it. I know I haven't made any friends here today, but I don't care. I'm not in this for friendship. If I was in it for friendship, I'd be over at the tailgate party tomorrow watching University of Georgia play. I don't need those friends. Don't want them. Don't have time for them. Because I am doing everything that I possibly can to ensure, as far as my ability allows me, to make a better world for my children and grandchildren. That's why I do it. It's not for me. I don't matter anymore. I truly don't. They do. And I want things better for them. I want them to have a better life. I don't want them to see this thing as it accelerates. And I think back to that time when I first was alerted to this, and it was my grandfather's 97th birthday. 1980. And had just taken him to his 97th birthday party. And at his brother's house, his younger brother, who was ripe old age of 94. So we had been to that, and we were driving home, and I said, "Pa," I said, "97 years old, man. A lot of people can't even imagine living that long." I said, "You've had one heck of a life." And he said, "Yeah, boy, and it's about over, and I'm glad." And I said, "Pa, don't say that." I said, "Man, you're 97 years old, but look at what you do. You get up in the morning. You fix your own breakfast. You make your own bed." I said, "There's people 65 can't do that." I said, "Look at the stuff you do." And he said, "No, boy, you don't understand." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "If you live to be anywhere near as old as I am now, I wouldn't want to see what you're going to see." And folks, you have no idea. I think about that at least once a week, and sometimes more than that, when I see some of the crazy stuff in this world that makes no sense whatsoever. And I know what my grandfather's reaction would have been to that. I know. But what are we going to do? Is 300 million Americans suddenly going to quit being cowards one day? No. Why not? Well, because we've got at least 100 years of mind control that has put them exactly where they are to make the decisions they make to support the government, regardless of what the government does. Government first became their mama and daddy, and then government became their god. And now that's the way it is. They will throw away their future of their children and their grandchildren to support the government. That's what's happening every day. I mean, folks, you can put it in all these flowery phrases, all these crazy things you want to put together, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're trading away the lives of their children and grandchildren so that they can be comfortable today. Which is just the epitome of the same thing they say when you tell them, okay, this thing's coming apart, we need to do something. Well, what are you going to do? It's never what are they going to do. It's always somebody else's job to do it for them. That's the welfare state, people. The welfare state was brought on. Social Security under FDR was brought about not to help you in your retirement years. Had nothing to do with that. It had to commit people to an allegiance to the government, hoping they'd get their money back. That's exactly what it is. That was a psyop. Social Security was a psyop. Oh, we're going to give you all of this money, you know, for the future, you know, blah, 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 blah. And we all know Social Security's totally broke, has been for four decades. There's no way in the world they can keep up with this. They can't keep up with the money flowing, and it's all going to cease. And they've got us now to where almost everybody gets direct deposit on this, that, or the other. All they're going to do is shut that off. What are you going to do? Watch football? Because that's what you choose to do now. What are you going to do when the pain gets real intense? Your money, you can't spend it. Your IRAs and 401ks are gone. Everything is destroyed. You have nothing, but will you be happy? Oh, if they only put college football on, you'll be happy. Because as Emma Goldman said 100 years ago, Americans do not want to be free. Americans want to be comfortable. And lies are comfortable, and the truth is one more bitch. And they don't want to deal with it. And they're not going to deal with it. So, folks, make your preparations. Do what you need to do. Stop listening to idiots who want to get rid of the white race. Stop listening to idiots who say that the survivors on the USS Liberty didn't see what they saw. That one just completely, totally baffles me how those people have any credibility whatsoever. I'm lost. And it would scare the hell out of me if I understood it. And I don't want to understand it. But as we near the end of the program, I do want to thank you folks, those of you who have tuned in and stayed tuned in to my little rant diatribe here. It's something I've been wanting to do for quite a while. It's something I have felt compelled to do. You know, that song, we got to stand up. We got to take America back. Well, number one is nobody can stand up. because standing up requires courage. Nobody says the emperor has no clothes on. Why? They don't have the courage. Go back and read that fable, The Emperor's New Clothes, and tell me that's not perfectly describing the situation that we find ourselves in today. Just tell me that's not true, because I don't think you can. And folks, you know, crazy world we live in. It really is. And I said, I think I said the 4th for next Saturday. Actually, the 4th will be next Friday, if I'm correct. So it will be on this program and not the Rebel Madman. So anyway, tomorrow, tune in to the Rebel Madman. It'll be great to have you there with us. Also, I would like for you to check out my work on michaelgetty.substack.com and check out. I'm really into the founding era, to a lot of stuff, revealing the real Luther Martin and quite a few other things. And I certainly would appreciate you going there. Become a sponsor. Become a subscriber. Help me get the truth out here to people. Because there is a remnant out there, folks. And that remnant is not cowards. But we have to unite. We have to talk to those people. We have to quit being carried down the rosy red path by liars. And the people who say that our veterans are liars. What's the difference in that and the POWs? There is none. There is none. I'm sorry, I've mentioned that one multiple times, but that's the one that just sticks in my craw and I can't get it out. People who were actually someplace and experienced something so dreadful, so traumatic, saw their close friends and associates die. And then they have some slimy bastard come back years later and say, no, that's a lie. Israel did it. I mean, Israel didn't do it. Israel didn't know. It's all Egypt's fault. Wonder who's sponsoring him. I wonder where he gets the resources that he gets. Be interesting to find out, wouldn't it? Well, there's that music, folks, and hey, I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Get out there, support RBN, and we shall see you tomorrow on The Rebel Madman at 4 p.m. Eastern. Join us, please. Thanks, producer. You did an excellent job tonight. Thank you, sir. Everyone have a great week. God bless.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.